Dear beloved of God, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Well, before we get going this morning, I want to read a few verses from Genesis chapter 11 that immediately precede what Pastor Hammerston read earlier from Genesis chapter 12. But before I do that, I need to issue a warning. These verses are boring. They feel like one of those genealogies that are just brutal to read and listen to. But I promise you, there's a reason to pay attention. So try super hard, okay? Hang in there. You can do it. I believe in you. Ready? Here we go. Now, these are the descendants of Terah. Terah was the father of Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran was the father of Lot. Haran died before his father, Terah, in the land of his birth, in Ur of the Chaldeans. Abram and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah. She was the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and Iscah. Now Sarai was barren. She had no child. Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abram's wife, and they went out together from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. Now the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. You did it. Good job. Okay, so here's what's happening. Abram, who we come to know as Abraham, is one of three sons. His father is Terah, and his brothers are Nahor and Haran. Originally, they all lived in Ur, U-R, which is somewhere in modern-day Iraq, nestled between the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers. This is the cradle of civilization, for those of you that remember your geography classes. You with me so far? Okay, good. So while they're living in Ur, in modern-day Iraq, Haran, Abraham's brother, dies. Sometime after that, their dad decides to take the rest of the family to Canaan, the land that will later become the promised land, Israel. But that's getting ahead of ourselves. So dad sets off for Canaan, but because there's a giant desert between where he is and where he wants to go, they have to go north. And when they get to Haran, they stop. Now, this time, Haran is a town, not the sun. Same name, super confusing. And for some reason, when they get to this town, they don't leave. They stay. They make their home and their life there. Now, I've been reading and working with this Abraham story for years. It's kind of a big one. In fact, I think this is the third time that someone has preached on this text in my 3+ years here at Mount Olivet. And in all that time, I've never realized that Abraham and his family set out for Canaan once before God tells Abraham to go. Once before, they tried to go and they stopped. And I find that fascinating. It makes this story a little messier, a little more human. Think about it for a second. This family has a sense that they are supposed to be somewhere else, doing something else. And they started on a journey, but they weren't quite able to see it through. They settled in Haran. That's how the text puts it. They stopped short of where they intended to go. And honestly, isn't that just a picture of us most of the time? We start with good intentions. We set out for something better. But life happens. Things get in the way. And we settle. Whether it's things that we want to do for ourselves, or things we want to do for our families, or our world, very often we settle, thinking to ourselves, well, this is good enough. Or maybe this is all I deserve. Or this is as far as I can go. And when life in this world seems to get harder and more fraught and more contentious day by day, it can be so hard to know what to do, how to help, where to engage, how we could possibly make a difference. There are these days where I wake up and I think to myself, this is it. This is where we are. This is our new normal. This acrimony and mistrust and violence and ugliness, this is it. This is our life now. Our country now. This is the world in which we live. But God isn't content with this. God promises something more. You see, just when Abraham settled, God interrupts. God says, go, move. There's more, I promise, and I'll show you. You are an instrument of my blessing. Through you, I will accomplish my purposes. Through you and your family, a family that is yet to be, I will pour out my blessing, my life, my joy on this whole world. We're just getting started. And I think that's exactly what we need to hear today. That even when we've settled in our routines, in our disappointments, in our fears, God isn't done. God is still calling. God is still moving. God is still promising. God says, I've got something for you. I'm not asking you to have it all figured out. I'm asking you to trust me. I'll show you. I will lead you. I will bless you, and through you, I will bless this world. That's the kind of God we have. A God who meets us in the middle. A God who doesn't shame us for stopping short. A God who comes alongside and says, let's keep going. So today, if you're feeling stuck, if you've settled, if you're wondering if this is all there is, hear this. God is not finished. The story isn't over. And you're not done. And you don't have to do it alone. You go with a God who goes before you, walks alongside you, who never stops calling you toward life, toward hope, toward blessing. So together, let us listen. Let's trust. And let's go. Because the God who called Abraham is calling us to life, to love, and to good work this day and always. Amen.